Massachusetts parents of children harmed by social media platforms are calling on Congress to advance the bipartisan Kids Online Safety Act. The bill would require platforms to default to their most restrictive parental controls, creating a duty of care to protect children. But it's been months since an emotional Senate hearing when Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg offered a public apology. Deb Schmill of Needham, whose daughter died of an accidental drug overdose after being relentlessly cyberbullied, says Congress can't wait.
It's going to be very upsetting to the parents, to so many people in this country who want to see this happen. They want to see big tech regulated. They don't want to see kids dying every day.
Nearly 70 senators now co-sponsor the bill, including Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. A House committee is scheduled to take up the legislation this week. Tech companies have resisted wholesale change, citing free speech rights. A growing amount of evidence points to the dangers of social media for children. Researchers say the addictive platforms incite bullying, substance abuse, and other behaviors which can lead to self-harm. Schmill says her 18-year-old daughter Becca would be alive today if greater protections and regulations on big tech were in place.
We want to do it for our kids, and we want to make sure that no other children die or are harmed by the same design features that have harmed our children.
The Kids Online Safety Act has undergone extensive revisions to earn the support of national LGBTQ plus groups concerned with censorship of content. But groups in more conservative states with restrictive laws remain opposed, along with the ACLU. Still, parents like Schmill say if passed, the legislation will hold social media companies liable for their products and help put the safety of young people over profits. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.